Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my god, we are back for the often imitated, never duplicated Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mao, this is show 175. Can you believe it's been that long? Me either. So yes, got an exciting trip coming up. The headquarters for my new job is located in Chicago. So I'm doing this show a little early because I'll be on a big old jet airliner for the next show. Flying up there for a 3-day intensive This Is Who We Are thing. Hope they like me. I tell you what, change, everyone. just embrace it, I guess, because it's coming whether you want to or not. I'm excited about it, but then but parts of me are still just like, I also enjoy not change, but it's been a while since I have had not change, so guess we're gonna find out how it all goes. I'll keep you posted. I'm sure it's gonna be fine. I have a positive attitude towards it, towards the whole thing, but it is nerve-wracking until you get into that groove where you're just kind of clicking along, doing your thing, and you know what's going on, and everything's good. I'm sure you can all relate, unless you've never had a job, in which case, wow, who are you? How are you doing that? So, I wouldn't know. I've had a job since I'm 13. Wrap your head around that. So here's some music to wrap your head around instead of my job talk. Oh, welcome to the Indie Job Talk of Go-Go. No one will listen to that, ever. Never.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Yeah. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. If I could write some words, don't you know, still the people will say cha, 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 let's go. And so we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah, blah, cha.
Two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Hey all you jive hustlers, you stone foxes, you mean dudes. Watch out, cause Slaughter's back in town. Jim Brown is Slaughter, the baddest cat that ever walked the earth. In Slaughter, he tore up the mob good. Now they want him bad. They're gonna get Slaughter or get slaughtered. in Slaughter's Big Ripper.
If the hitman don't get you, then Slaughter will.
Music composed and performed by James Brown, the godfather of soul.
You better know it.
Slaughter's Big Ripper from American International. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter's Big Ripper. It's hot.
You better know it.
Klaatu, Murata,
okay then.
That's it.
On the other side of the break, that was Petty Buca, and this is a whole new redo because my computer just stopped being a thing for a minute. Wasn't that awesome? No, it wasn't awesome at all, because there was all this great segment about talking about things that were intriguing and smart, and now they're gone forever, because I hate computers. Oh my gosh. So yes, along with this show, make sure you go check out some of the other shows we do on here. I do a show with Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown. It's called Asian Cult Cinema. And then we also, of course, have a long-running show called Slow Robot A-Go-Go. You can go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com, or you can go to bunchofdorks.com, either place, and check out all that glorious B-movie action. And you can always find this show and the other show in Radio St. Pete Audio Archives. There you're going to find the whole shows without the commercial breaks and everything like that. So it's a fun way to listen if you're sitting in a cube farm, watching your life slip away. Aw, that's sad. Well, this music is sad. Let's play some 8-Bit Weapon, shall we? I think we're going to.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
We'll be right back. Thank you. ausbricht, dachtet mit der Wassergrube schnell und flink. Das Meer und alle Ozeane zu einem unserer wilden Meeres.
What's the fun of having thermonuclear weapons if you can't shoot at them? All right, that was 8-Bit Weapon. I bought the 8-Bit Weapon collection. You can go online and just get the entire thing. I got Fallout and Wasteland, Fund Analog, and Die Hintergrunden. Who cares? Yes, 8-Bit Weapon. Look them up. They're great. Funny little... Not funny, but weird funny. I went to... I don't know if you listened to last week's show. I think I alluded to the fact that I'm on a new quest now. I'm trying to get all the James Bond soundtracks on LP, you know, vinyl LP. I have a pretty extensive record collection. I listen to them. It's not a collection where, you know, I keep it in glass and all that kind of stuff. No, I just play them. I mean, it's just a lot of records. I like 1650. Anyway. I hadn't been down... There's a local place that has just warehouse upon warehouse of records. And I hadn't been there for a very long time. And I went down to... They have a shop down on 22nd Avenue in St. Pete. And, you know, just took a couple hours and just went through everything, you know. Found a ton of stuff. You know, I brought home a bunch of records and got a whole bunch of the... Of the James Bond soundtracks, not even remotely close to finishing the list. You know, that's of course going to be very challenging. But it was kind of interesting. You're going through these piles upon piles of records, and if you don't collect records, you don't understand what I'm talking about. But basically, every place has these bins, and you just kind of flip through these albums, and you kind of flip through them as fast as you can because the majority of them are Dr. Zhivago soundtracks. That Johnny Winters album where it's like this white ghost face, weird-looking dude. You know, and a couple others that... As you flip through these records and you start seeing the same ones over and over and over and over. And, you know, this place has like maybe 20,000 records, so... And you see like between 100 and 150 of the same record dispersed throughout. And there's a bunch of them like that, you know. And you start to wonder how many of those records did they sell? You know, like... They're kind of classic records, but how many could they have sold? One shop in Clearwater has hundreds of them. Okay, now that's one spot in one little place. how many in the world are there? You know, that the Linda Ronstadt where she's like, oh, in the blue outfit with her skates on or whatever like that. And you know, there's just some of these, the Dr. Zhivago, my God, every record collection in the entire world has 10 of them. Minimum. Most of them have 100 of them. How many of those soundtracks were sold on this planet? It had to be a trillion. It's staggering. Because most records ended up in the dump. So, the ones you're looking at, you're like, oh my God, how is this possible? How is it possible that every place that sells records has 10 of these? Minimum 10 of these. It's like 20 albums sold per person on the planet at that time. It's boggling, mind-boggling. But I did manage to score a bunch of really primo James Bond soundtracks, so I'm well on my way. I'll keep you posted.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Hey! Jimmy G of the street. With a white horse slicks and a normal tan, it'll group heads and a murdering clan. Pen on the head is just make it complete. Light pies, let it be. Light pies, let it be. Jimmy G of the street.
Mind power. It's just a farmhouse and looks pretty innocent from the road. But once you're inside, you'll see what really happens on a terror farm. Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Coming in the dead of night, coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. Are you strong enough? More raw terror, more stomach-turning shock than you can take. Therefore, we warn you, don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose. They plant the living and harvest the dead. Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
And that was the Go-Getters. I played Blitzkrieg Bop, I Wanna R-O-C-K, Loud Pipes and Lead Feet, and Love Is Gone. Aw, that's sad. Love Is Gone. I also found a whole bunch of Smothers Brothers albums when I was digging through those piles of vinyl. For a long time, I used to listen to like a comedy channel on, I don't even know where it was. It was just like one of, like in the startup day era of the internet, there was these channels that you could kind of find and they would just play nonstop old comedians or nonstop stuff. And that was one. The Smothers Brothers were one of those acts I listened to a lot when I was a kid. My parents had a few albums. You know, they had Flip Wilson, Bob Newhart. They had some of the like comedy genius out. You know, Steve Martin, of course. I used to really laugh a lot at the Smothers Brothers, and I found some of them, and this is all the same guy's collection because they were in mint condition, like beautiful. So I grabbed up a couple of them, and you know, the first one, I listened to the first one, Curb Your Tongue, Knave. It holds up, very funny, they were kind of a unique act, a different act. Good stuff. I don't know if you like comedy. I don't know, modern comedy, it's a little hit or miss to me, but some of the old stuff, it's really, they're really gold. And the Smothers Brothers definitely appreciated finding some of them. All right, and of course, if you know this show, then you know what we're doing next, don't you? That's right. 5678's time, because a day without 5678's music is like a day without sunshine. So here's your sunshine, everyone.
It's like the Mantis. We always get our man.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
Come on, baby, bond the three.
You're the best.
I got company, dude.
Ah, that's better. All right, that was the 5678s off of the Bomb the Twist album. I played Bomb the Twist, Jane in the Jungle, Three Cool Chicks, and of course, their flagship from Kill Bill, Woohoo! So make sure you check them out. 5678s, I think it's .net. They're online. Also, make sure you check out Time Bomb Records, because they are your hookup for all awesome indie kind of Japan rock, garage, grunge, awesome punk-ness stuff. If those words mean anything to you in your head, then great. I think that's about it for this week. I'm going to wrap things up. Make sure you check out projectpinball.org. They are, of course, the nonprofit organization that is puts pinball machines in children's hospitals and children's mental health facilities. So it's a 501c, it's a good cause, and I know them and they're great. So make sure you check out projectpinball.org, and that's going to be it for this week. Rock on, one and all. Now here's 24 hours of continuous jazz for your head.